Okay, welcome everybody to lecture 3 of the 2014-15 American history class for the elementary grades. We have been talking about the world we live in as we see it. We look around, we see things. We see the kind of house that we are living in, how new it is, how old it is. We see the people around us and the relationships that we have to them. We see the kind of city that we're in and, you know, whether fall is coming and the leaves are changing and things are changing in our world and all that, right? So these are the things that we see on the surface. But yesterday we talked about things that are beneath the surface, things that are deeper, things that are more interesting than just physical things we see. If we see a house, that's a pretty basic fact. But what's much deeper than that is how we feel when we are in a particular house. And we call that concept home, that feeling of home. When we see a variety of people in the street, we see other people. But when we see those people who are closest to us, what's that deeper layer of feelings, that deeper layer? What do we call those people that are closest to us in our life? You can't see this fact about them, but what do we call that? That group of people that is closest to us. Rosetta, go ahead. Our family, right, exactly. Can you see family? Sort of, but not really, right? You can feel how you give each other hugs and kisses, and you wake up, and everybody's having breakfast together, and you can see all these activities, and you can see the closeness of people. But family is not exactly something you can see. Right? So this is a very special idea, and this is another example of something that's a little bit beneath the surface. History is about studying and enjoying the things that are beneath the surface. Looking at the world around us and knowing something about it that's not obvious. And so today we are going to look at that more closely. The title of the lecture today, I've changed it. It was "You Are Here," right? But so that's kind of the subtitle. But today the subtitle, the real title is "The World We Live In." Today I'm going to start to talk to you about the world that we live in. You know, and you have already kind of told me about the world that you feel that you are in. You are in a certain city. You are in a certain house. You have a family. These are things about you. And some people told me about their best friend and how close they are to their best friend and stuff like that, right? So these are all things about where we are. But now I have to try, as a history teacher, my job is to try to get you to think about the world that you live in a new way. To try to get you to think of it and see things about it that are true that not a lot of people see. To see things about the world that are hard to see. And you cannot see the past of the world. Yeah, in some ways you can, but that's the thing, is how do we see that past of it? And how do we learn to see things that are not obvious? Well, today we're going to learn to do that. We're going to do a little experiment about the world that we live in and think about it in a very special way, which is to see beneath the surface of it. Okay, so what I want to say about the world today has a little bit to do with how big it is, what life is like today that's very special. It's never been like this before. And the thing about the world that we live in, which is completely different than the world that people used to live in, is that all of us are connected to each other. In all around the world, every single person in the world, you, wherever you are right now, is connected to everybody else. Now, right now, we, each of us, are connected to each other by a pretty fantastic means. So Dana happens to be in another country. Nemo happens to be in another country. And you guys are all dispersed all over the United States. And yet, we are connected. How did we get connected? How did we all of a sudden become, in a way... I mean, you can hear my voice, right? How come you can hear my voice? How did we get connected? Now, Patrick can hear my voice because he's right next to me. But how come you can hear my voice, Dana?
Because of the internet.
Because of the internet, right? The internet is an amazing web of connections. Actually, I want to show you guys the internet. One picture, a kind of a map of the internet. And of the way that the world looks. So, just a second. I'm going to share my desktop with you guys, as I have worked on doing before, and keep experimenting with this. I'm going to show you guys a world of connections. This map, I love this map. It was made a few years ago, but, you know, it's pretty close. Do you guys recognize the world? Can you see that it's there? The world that you recognize, like the shape of the United States. Right? Patrick, can you see the United States here?
Mm.
What part of it is the United States? Describe it, because everybody else can't see where you're pointing.
Hmm.
It's in the top half, and?
Seems like it's kind of in the middle.
Well, no, you see, because this is the middle here.
Well, the middle on the right part.
Oh, no, sorry, you got them confused. The middle on the left. Okay, so the top of the left-hand side, this is the right-hand side. This is the left-hand side.
Okay.
Right? So this is, everybody, I hope everybody can see the United States. Can everybody see Italy? Which is in the... shape of a what? Who knows the shape of Italy? How do people describe it? Abby, go ahead. It's in the shape of a boot right here, right? Can you see my cursor, Abby?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's a high heel boot. Thank you, Anna. That's absolutely right. Okay, so what is this map of? This is a map of Facebook. Now, you guys have probably heard of Facebook. I don't know if you... if you each have a Facebook, most kids don't, but this is a map of the world, the way that people are connected to each other on Facebook. So here I am in my Facebook account, and I have a connection in my Facebook account to a friend that I have over here in Brazil who has a Facebook account, and there's a line that goes between us, and it makes a blue line. And the stronger the lines, they turn into white if there's a lot of connections, right? And so it's amazing, and I have Facebook friends all over the world. It's really awesome, right? So we're all connected to each other. That's what these blue lines are, the connections between people in different parts of the world. All right, so that's where we are. And one of the reasons why we are so connected is how many of us there are. Who knows how many people there are in the world approximately? How many people are there in the world? Anybody have a number? I figured Nemo might. Nemo has a lot of scientific knowledge. Nemo, go ahead.
About 7 billion.
Oh, see, you're closer to the real figure. Good answer. Yeah, good. So, you know what I'm going to show you guys? Something really cool. It's called a population clock. And here it is. This clock is really cool because it shows us the population of the United States, which is 318 million people, 751,000, and it's a boy, 10. Oh, wait, here comes another one. Wait a minute. It's a girl, 11. And so on. Every 12 seconds, there's a new person inside the United States. Every 12 seconds, that clock keeps on going up. Some people are being born, some people are dying, some people are coming to the country, and when you add it all up, every 12 seconds, there's a new person in the United States. But look at the clock on the right. Can you guys see it animated? I'm wondering about you guys online. Can you guys see it animated? Sigourney, tell me, can you see the animation?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's moving a lot faster, isn't it? I hope it's moving faster on your screen too, right? That basically you can see that there's a new person in the world about, what, every half a second. Wow. So how many people are there? Nemo said 7 billion. Billion with a B. And 7 with, then you go 188,218,660, 670, 680, and it keeps going. Wow, it's going up that fast, the population. Okay, so it's pretty fascinating. And here's an interesting thing. The countries in the world that have the most people. Interesting, the United States has the third most people of any country in the world. China has the most, you guys might know that, and India and so on. All right, so one reason why we are connected to each other is because there's a lot of us. There's a lot more people alive today than ever before. And that's partly because human life is better than it ever has been. It's amazing. People are living longer. People have all the food that they need. They have medicine. They have shelters. So because we are so good at being alive, there's more and more of us. So that's really an interesting fact. And there's so many of us, and we're doing such a good job of being alive that, well, our numbers keep growing, and we keep on becoming more and more closely connected. Now, do you feel what I'm saying about these connections? I really hate this mute button, and I apologize for unmuting myself. I'm going to talk to WebEx about moving the mute button, because it's really ridiculous. Anyway, do you feel connected to anybody? Let me ask you this. Do you feel connected to anybody that's very, very far away, somewhere else on the planet, very, very far away? Can you give me an example of that? Do you feel connected? Can you choose a person? Think of the person that's connected to you that's as far away as you can imagine. So, Abby, go ahead.
My friend, Ana Beatriz, in Costa Rica.
You have a family? Who's in Costa Rica?
Ana Beatriz, we stayed in a boarding house with her the two times we went there.
Oh, my goodness, right. So, Costa Rica. You know somebody in Costa Rica. Okay. Rosetta, tell me about somebody that's connected to you that's far away.
My little cousin is in France.
France. Vive la France. Okay. Wyatt, Henry, what about you guys?
This is Wyatt. One of my grandmas is in Florida.
Florida. Okay. That's the same country, but it is still far away from Minnesota. That's for sure. Right? Still very far away from Minnesota. Okay. Very good. So we have family members in different parts of the world that we are connected to. One of Patrick's grandfathers lives where? Very far away. Your Saba, where does he live?
In Brazil.
He lives in Brazil. Oh, my goodness, right? So we visited there a few times, and we lived with him for a while. It was very wonderful. And so Brazil is a place where I have family. I also have family in other places like England. Jeremy, what about you?
I have an uncle in California.
Okay, and where are you right now?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Connecticut, right, which is the opposite side of the continent, right? Okay, good. So, right, good. So, you guys do have even family and maybe friends, people that you have met or know now that are in other countries in the world. So, I think that most people do nowadays. So out of these 7 billion people, we do tend to have friends in different places. I mean, that's what this Facebook map is all about, is people, you know, on Facebook, if you know somebody else, guess what that person is called, right? They're called a friend. They're called a Facebook friend. So that's what this map shows us, is that people have Facebook friends in different parts of the world. Abby, did you want to add to that?
I just remembered a friend I used to play with when I was younger over at my swimming class who now lives in Thailand or somewhere.
Wow, Thailand. Okay, that's really cool. So this is what we're going to do to kind of think about how connected we are to everybody in the world. I'm sharing my desktop. So I should be able to do this. And this is an empty map of the world. Okay, Jeremy, you had one last follow-up. Tell me, can you see the gray map, Jeremy?
Yes.
Okay, give me your follow-up. Go ahead.
I forgot to roll my hand.
Okay, that's a legitimate follow-up, so go ahead and do that. And here we have a gray map of the world. And by the way, if you go to the class webpage, right, you will see this right there. World Outline Map. In two different formats. One is a PNG, which is what I'm showing you on my screen, which is an image. And another one is called a PDF, which is easier for you or your parents to print out, okay? But I'm going to go back to this one here on my screen because I can do something really cool. And I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to do a demonstration of something and give you a homework assignment with this map. Now, I hope that this map is kind of familiar to you. Kind of. You don't have to know everything about it. But if I do this, just a second here. Let me move this down here for a sec. If I do this, what country did I just color, Patrick?
Russia.
Okay, pronounced Russia. Right? The largest country in the world. Okay, so hopefully you guys are familiar with that. What country did I just color? Help me out here, guys. Okay, Nemo should know. Go ahead.
Canada.
Okay, good. And now, let's see here. Whoa. Red oceans. We don't want that. Okay, and somebody tell me what country did I just color over here? I want to give other people a chance too, Patrick. Okay, let's see. Who hasn't answered yet today? Sigourney, please.
Australia.
Thank you. I want to give everybody a chance if I can, right? Okay, great. So, let me click on here and not do that. I keep on making red oceans. That's not good. Okay, so... All right, so it sounds like that you guys know the biggest countries in the world. You kind of know where they are and stuff like that. You know where the United States is. Okay, so here is what your homework assignment is going to be. I'm going to ask you to put a little mark. Now, you can do this one of two ways. You can print this off and do it, or you can do it on the computer. If you're really good at using a computer, you might be able to do it yourself. Or if you're going to do it on the computer, you might need mom or dad's help. Okay? But either way, if you're on the computer, I want you to go find the spot where you are. So I'm just going to put a dot right there where I am right now. Okay, so there's me. Right? And then, what I want you to do is I want you to, in your world, in your life, I want you to find the connections that you have to things that are very far away. And there are three different kinds that I want you to find. So, three different kinds. And yes, I think I'm going to send a homework handout to make sure that everybody gets this. But I'll tell you in class anyway. I'm going to demonstrate this to you guys, okay? Three different kinds of connections that you have to the rest of the world. So, one of the kinds of connections that I'm going to want you to show on your map is places that you, where you have family. So I'm going to show you how to do this. Okay, on the computer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, let's see, I'm going to use green because it's a country that's, a color that's famous for that country. And I'm going to color that country. Boom. And I'm going to draw a line on my screen from me to that. That's a connection that I have. And I'm going to write father, that's for me, so I'm going to write father-in-law. And I'm going to write the country where he is. And I'm going to put it on there. There we go. That's a connection that I have to the rest of the world. So if Patrick makes this map, he's going to have the same connection, but instead he's going to write grandfather, or as we call him, Saba. Okay, so he's going to write Saba, and he's going to write Brazil. Okay, so that's a connection that I have. That's one kind of connection that I have to the rest of the world. Now, Sigourney, put your hand down unless you have an immediate question. But now, there's two other kinds of connections that I want you to think about whether you have them or not. So I'm going to give you an example. Another kind of connection is, I want you to think of another country that you have traveled to or visited. That's another kind of connection, right? So, I'm going to have fun with this here. The furthest place in the world that I've ever been away from my home would probably be, I don't know the exact geography difference, but would probably be Singapore. So I'm going to show you where that is. It's right here. That's pretty far away, right? So I have traveled there, and Patrick also has traveled there. So you can do this on your map, and I'm going to draw a line over here, and I'm going to say, all right, there is a connection in my life. So I'm going to write, I have traveled to, and I'm going to put Singapore. Okay. All right, I'm going to put that also on my map here. Let's see. I'm trying to put it in a particular place. All right, there we go. All right, so those are two different kinds of connections that I have to the world. Places I have traveled and places where I have family. Now, what happens if you don't have either of those? Definitely don't feel bad about it or anything. That's not the point. The point is to look for connections, and there are many different kinds of connections that you have, even if you don't know it. And this is the main part of the assignment. I want you to look in your house, anywhere in your house, and I want you to find things in your house and learn where they are from. They are in your house, so you might think, oh, well, you might not have thought, how did they even get there? But I guarantee you, your house is full of things that came from everywhere in the world. And I'm going to give you an example right now. So in my house, I have a t-shirt that, probably the one on my back if I'm guessing, that was made over here. Now I want to change the color. Let's make it more like that. Okay, there we go. So I have a t-shirt in my house that was made over here. Do you remember what country that is, that big one, Patrick? One of the biggest, again, in the world? Yes, Patrick?
China.
It's China, right? So I have a t-shirt from China. I mean, it was made there, right? Somebody made it there for me. Okay, good. All right, so there's another connection that I have in the world. And what else do I have? Well, in my cupboard, my wife likes to drink tea. And so in my cupboard, there is tea. Well, I don't know if it was, I'm pretty sure it wasn't originally obtained there, but it says it came from England. So in other words, in my cupboard, I have tea. And it was brought to America from England. All right, now look at this. Look at this web of connections that is starting to happen in my world, right? So this is going to be the assignment. Shalom wants to point. Shalom, what did you want to tell me?
Kindle.
Where was the Kindle made?
Actually, all over the world.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if you have a Kindle or if you have an iPad, you will probably read on the back of the iPad that it was designed in California and that it was assembled in China. So that's going to be a connection to China that you have. And so if you have coconut water in your house like I do, so let me see here, I got to get a new color. I'm going to get, let's see, where's orange? More of a fun orange color. Okay, there we go. So there's coconut water in our house. We like coconut water. And I have some coconut water in my house that's from Thailand. Wow. Okay, there we go. Coconut water in my house, in my fridge. And it came somehow. How did it get here? We have to talk about that. But it came to me from Thailand. Oh my gosh, look at this web of connections. I'm over here and the whole world is coming to me. The whole world is coming to me. Here's another good example for the rest of us monkey types, because I definitely enjoy eating this. Am I getting this right? This one over here. I think somebody mentioned this one already, right? What do I have in my fridge? I'm going to have to use a different text size. Or it's not in my fridge, it's on the counter. I have bananas from Costa Rica. There we go. Awesome. So look at these connections that I have. And you also have them. So here's going to be your homework assignment. I want you to find 10 connections that you have and make a map of them. And I want you to find as many far away connections, amazing connections. Like, Patrick, do you know where your friend Zidane lives? Do you remember where you traveled?
No.
You don't remember the place. Patrick has a friend in Bangladesh. So he can draw a line over here. I don't even know if you guys know where that is. But let's see. We got to pick more exciting, fun colors over here. Let's pick a nice magenta. So Patrick could make a map and draw a line over here. And he can draw that he has a friend. Friend Zidane in Bangladesh. Wow. That's pretty awesome. So he can draw and write that. So that's starting to be our family connection to the rest of the world. We have family, we have friends, we have traveled to, we like to sip tea from places and coconut water while eating bananas from Costa Rica. Abby, go ahead.
I was wondering if we can do a bit more than 10 connections.
Well, I tell you what, you are welcome to do as many as you can, but you are going to find that this map is going to get awful busy, right? So how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 so far. Once I draw 3 more lines, it's going to be pretty busy. But you know what? I don't object as long as your map doesn't become really messy, okay? That's kind of the point. I think 10 is about a good figure to shoot for. But if you want to put more, you can. Right? So definitely you can. And try to find as many different places in the world that you are connected to, because I guarantee you there are a lot of them. So you can do this by hand, or you can do this on the computer as I just did. And you will create a kind of a web, almost like a spider web. Right? But it will be a web of connections that you have to the entire world. The whole world. And so this morning, today, you are, you know, probably going to, or today, you might have lunch and you will have a salad with olive oil on it. And the olive oil came from Spain or Italy, or the vinegar came from Italy. Because I like balsamic vinegar. You guys like that? So it probably came from Italy. Okay. Maybe you had, I don't know, something more exotic. I don't know. So there's stuff, you might, like me, I like to have coffee in the morning. Maybe you have coffee that came from Indonesia. Maybe you have coffee that came from Ethiopia. There's wonderful coffee that came from Africa. So see what I'm saying? The connections in our lives to the whole of the rest of the world is what we are looking to understand here. How do you do that? Well, you look on the back of your computer, on the bottom. You look on the back of your TV. You ask Mom and Dad, Dad, where is that Mercedes from? And he's going to say, well, it's from Germany. Oh, wow, we have the car that we drive comes from Germany. Okay, and then you're sitting down to dinner and your parents are sharing a bottle of wine. And you say, well, hey, Dad, where's that wine from? And he'll say, it's from Chile. All right, fantastic. We're having dinner tonight, and the wine that's very delicious came from Chile or from Australia or New Zealand. Wow, fantastic. So look for the connections, and you will find that your life is connected to everybody else. Here's my last example, and this is for Patrick. Patrick loves Lego. Does anybody here know where Lego is from? If you love Lego, I want you to find out where Lego comes from. And I want you to put it on your map. Jeremy, don't give it away. I want everybody to have to go find this. I want you to make a map that has the word Lego on it, and it shows where it came from. So that you know. There's a great example. Look on your toys. Look on the stickers on your food. Look on the bottles of olive oil and vinegar and wine that are in your house. See where they came from. Look on the bottoms of your plates and your bowls. And look on the bottoms of your phones and your remote controls and your computers. And all of those things. And you will be amazed. Almost none of it, probably. I'd be very surprised if any of it was made in the town that you live in or in the city that you live in. Almost all of it, I guarantee, came from somewhere else. That's the kind of world that we live in. And that's what we're going to be studying the history of. How did the world come to be this way? This is very strange and fantastic that we are all connected to each other like this. Okay, that's going to be your assignment. All right, so, last thoughts for today or questions or any observations about connections that you have just realized exist between you and the rest of the world. Abby, go ahead.
Which books, this is a question that I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
Which books go with what we're studying right now?
All of them.
All of them?
Well, there are no required books in history at our house, but there are sometimes recommended books. So if I think there's a really cool book, I'll let you know, okay? Okay, but I don't happen to know of a book that's... You know what book goes with today's class? An Atlas of the World. That's what book goes with today's class. So make sure you have a good one in your house. It's good to have a map of the world on your wall. Or as we have in our house, a shower curtain of the world. So you can do that too. Wyatt, Henry, last question or comment for today.
I just wanted to ask you, do we have history through tomorrow?
Yes, great question. So this is not due tomorrow. You have the entire weekend to give me this map, because it could be a kind of challenging task. So you don't have to give this to me tomorrow. It's going to be due on Monday. So try to send it to me by Sunday, so that we can talk about your answers on Monday. Tomorrow is a very special class. Tomorrow is history through art. Exactly right. So that's going to be very cool. All right, Jeremy, one last thing, but it's the absolute last thing because we are well over time. Go ahead.
Isn't Monday the last day of the holidays?
Oh my gosh. Is Monday Labor Day?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's going to be Tuesday, our next class, then. So, yes. Go ahead and send it to me by Monday, and we'll talk about it on Tuesday. Thank you for reminding me, Jeremy. Okay, thanks, everybody. Talk to you guys tomorrow in History Through Art, and I look forward to seeing your homework assignments. Bye for now.
Bye, Mr. Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.